Welcome to the Unstick Your Mind podcast on Mimika TV. Get ready to get unstuck, align with your true purpose, and unlock your God-given potential.
Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to be back here again. Now, today's guest is going to dazzle you, ladies and gentlemen, because we have something amazing to talk about. One of my favorite topics, which is business and purpose. So if you are ready to take some notes and to figure out how this all works together, where you are and where God has you in your life and your business and your career, this is going to be the day to listen. So today's guest, let me introduce you to Jeremy Dane. He is an advisor for the AM Marketing Agency. For over a decade, Jeremy has been serving clients by delivering high impact branding and technology solutions, as well as developing why-centered cultures that help them thrive. Jeremy loves ministry and finds tremendous fulfillment in seeing kingdom impact through his work. Known for his shepherd heart, Jeremy is a jack of all trades and pursues opportunities to lead us all to God's truth. So welcome, Jeremy. So glad to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, this is going to be super fun because, as I mentioned, business and purpose, and when the two collide, I'm like, I'm so excited about this because I know our audience, often this is something that comes up, whether they're in a business or they're in a career where it's like, why am I here and where has God got me? Especially in terms of the way the world is and how things have shifted and changed. Maybe what was a goal a year or two or three is no longer a goal. So how do we want to help everyone really figure out, you know, how we combine the idea of purpose-driven business, especially for Kingdom Dream. So I'm excited to dive into that. But before we do, I'd love you to give an introduction and give us a bit of a backstory. How did you get doing what you're doing today?
Yeah, no, thank you again so much for having me. I'm excited to be able to share any of my story, any of the things that God has done in my life, our company, the life of our company. We have been in business now for, 25 years. I've been with the company for 13 of those years. Through that time, I've explored a lot of different hats with our company. But over the years, the thing that resonates the most with me is helping business leaders figure out how to move things forward so that they find the most fulfillment, so that they find the most joy in their jobs and their business. All of that through purpose, all of that through the things that God has made them to do. So if I can point them in that direction and get them moving forward in any way, it brings me such joy. I started out with our company as a project manager, eventually director of finance over human resources. So in that light, over human resources and thinking about how the hiring process works and thinking about how to make sure the people are enjoying and thriving in their roles at our company, just began exploring so much, in the marketplace. How are other people doing it? How are other people finding success? And as I was doing that, our company was growing and learning a ton. Aaron McClung, our owner, that's what AM stands for, he was going through an incredible process with him and the Lord. The Lord was saying, Aaron, this is my business. I want you to use the business that I've given you to serve the people that you work with and the people that work for you. So let's get to work. And so all of that colliding together, we just started moving forward. So it's funny because we do a great deal of marketing. We do a great deal of branding, but we also do a great deal of culture improvements. So in consulting into the culture of our clients' businesses. So it's a funny mash, but not when you back it up and look at it from a high level. It's high level, it's about their purpose and make sure they're all things are aligned and pointing them in the right direction so that they're thriving and their business is thriving. So that's a little bit about us.
I love that. And the fact is, I love the idea of that. It's, you know, when you said it's God's business. So, yes. And we, this is what I know a lot of us Christian entrepreneurs and in people in leadership are very much, no, we are mission driven. But the mission is the marketplace. That's the mission field, right? And knowing that even though who you are destined to serve is in everyday work time, I think is really exciting. Now, you've got a shepherding kind of background as well. And you've mentioned before that you've been in ministry. Mm-hmm. So how has this been, this transition with You know, and like, what are you seeing in now in the marketplace with this kind of structure and cultural? I mean, everyone knows the culture right now. Everyone's like jumping on all these sorts of bandwagons and all the stuff that's coming out there. How do you find and help your clients to really stick to their core of what, in finding their purpose and staying true to the culture they believe in?
Well, I would say, so specifically how we help them to keep going, keep moving in that, identify that one thing that drives you, the one thing that you were made for. So, you know, that's why we talk about why and purpose. That's why Simon Sinek recognizes it. And that's why his books are so successful and the things that he's doing are so successful, because that's in all of us. When we figure out that one thing, then we start communicating it and we find ways to make sure we're setting ourselves up to hold ourselves accountable to that. Maybe that's in community with our church. Maybe that's in community with our team saying, guys, these are the things that we have to be doing. We have to set these benchmarks, I should say, and making sure that we're moving forward in that. But coming back to them on a very regular basis. So part of that is, you know, we all get involved in the daily grind, you know, the whirlwind of work. And we start making choices about being efficient and about being fast and solving quick problems. And we can sometimes forget our why and forget our purpose. So we have to have systems in place, a framework in place that help us keep ourselves on track. You know, in church, we say all the time, we have to tell ourselves the gospel. You know, we need to be reminding ourselves of the things that the Lord has done in us and through us. And we just got to keep doing it, because we need that truth. We have to replace the mess in our minds with the truth. So we have to do that same thing in our businesses and in our jobs. So if we set up a framework that keeps everybody around us accountable and ourselves accountable to moving forward and making sure that we're measuring everything according to those certain items, it's a big help, because we need all the tools we can get, you know, to keep moving forward. But I mean, to be honest, those things that we set up for ourselves are meant to be very simple. Our values, establish those values, actually create them around real things that you're doing in your company and real things that you already value. You know, don't make them big and lofty. Maybe it's being helpful. That's a big deal. You know, that changes the world. Let's call that value helpful, and then decide this is what helpful means, and then make sure everybody's doing everything according to that, and then celebrate it when people do, and correct when people don't. So just setting up practical, real life ways to be able to measure success around the things that are really the most important to us.
Definitely. And I love how you've broken it down, because I mean, for many years, you know, you have the corporate mission statement, or this is why we do what we do business. And to me, it's like what I've observed in the 20 plus years I've been in business is that that's all like lip service unless we know how to walk it out, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is the difference with us when you are kingdom driven, is you know that at the core, this is God's business and you're doing it on mission. Even though, as I said, it doesn't have to have the face of a church. That is the mission of what we do. But how do we get past the lip service and say, yeah, this is what we're going to do? And you mentioned framework. Mm-hmm. Like, can you dive into a little bit, like if someone's listening and saying, okay, well, I haven't really gone down this process before, what are the markers or what should I be looking for? And how could I even start this process?
Yeah. Framework-wise, I think it's really important to establish the foundation. You know, think of a house. You got to have that base, you know, that you got to have that good solid concrete foundation. And that foundation is the burdens, the gifts, the spiritual gifts that God has given us as believers. It's the talents. And ultimately, you put all those things together and we can identify our purpose through that. So when we know our purpose, we know our why, we say, this is the thing that I am made to do. And not necessarily a vocation, not necessarily I am made to be a baseball player. I mean, all the way down deep, I am made to unlock people around me somehow. And what is that? Is it through teaching? Is it through discernment? Is it through hospitality, wise words, prophecy? You know, any of the spiritual gifts that we see in there in the New Testament or even Old Testament, identifying what those things are, those are your foundation. Identify a purpose of who you are, and then make your brand, make your your marketing all align according to that purpose. So once you know where you're going, then you need logos and typography and branding and messaging and all the things that describe that to the people out in the outside world. So once you have that done, then you put that into a practical website, a simple, easy, intuitive website for your users to understand your why and what you're doing. Then you've got to make sure that that external view of yourself to the world and your brand is authentic to who you actually are. So you've got to make sure you've got things in place that are unifying that brand with your internal operations. Everything that you're doing should be moving in that same direction, not just what you look like out there to the world, but definitely how you act and treat your customers. I'm sorry, treat your staff internally.
That's important. Yeah, I love that. When it's like our team members or our staff are also our mission field. And I think we sometimes worry about what everyone else is thinking, especially branding, because you know, I spent 7 years as a branding strategist, and it's all great to think that a brand and the pretty pictures and the logo is really what makes it. But it really does, and this is something I learned the hard way, you can't just rush the process. Yes. If you forget the foundation and of the message, your messaging, we talk about messaging, right? What is that message we want to put out there? It's really actually hard then to create the website and to create the marketing. And you can do all the things, but if you're not speaking the right language, it's kind of like falling on deaf ears, right? Yeah. So it's like understanding that. So I know, and it sounds cliche, like everyone's heard know your why. And I'm like, no, we really need to know. It's also thrill. Strengths. Like I love the idea of, you know, tapping into understanding who you are at the core so you can put it out there in alignment.
Well, you know, that strength piece of it is, I mean, that the strengths that you have are the strengths that God has given us, because he said, this is what I want Jeremy to do. So I need to give him the tools to do it. So when we identify what those things are, and Mamika, these are the things that she's great at because I've gifted her to do it. I want her to do this. When we identify what that is, then we figure out what lane we're supposed to be in. And we can say, oh, I'm supposed to be doing this thing. So I've established my own purpose statement. We have a process, actually. We lead all of our staff through to identify that. It is to create opportunities that allow me to shepherd people to God's truth. So if I look up, and I, in the thing that I'm doing, am not creating opportunities that allow me to shepherd people to God's truth, then I might be wasting my time. It could be, you know, some personal time for fun, for enjoyment, but the things that I'm doing on a regular basis should align with that, because that's where real joy and real fulfillment comes, because that's what God's made me to do. Now, there's things that I'm weak in and can grow in, but the reality is, there's other people around us who are already great at those things. You know, those are the superpowers that God has given them and the superpowers that God has given me. So we all have to do our thing. We figure out what lane we're supposed to be in and focus on that and drive for that and bring people along who complement that. Make sure our team complements each other well. So it means digging into the lives of each of your staff. So before long, you're shepherding your staff. You're pastoring them and leading them to greater fulfillment, leading them closer to the Lord, leading them closer to understanding how that they might impact the world. And that starts to sound a whole lot like discipleship, building disciples.
Yeah, it's not so different to what Jesus eventually said, right? We don't have to, this is where I think the paradigm of church is shifting, is that church isn't just where I go on a Sunday and sit my butt in the pew and listen and go home.
Yeah.
Church is work. Church is how we are the church. So how we show up, how we react in kindness instead of anger, how we are encouraging, giving somebody an encouraging hug, or a virtual hug, or, you know, hey, you know, and just hearing. And I think what it does, I mean, for me, I feel like it takes the pressure off. We don't have to be all things. We can just be who God made us to be. And then we it's like we just slot into the puzzle pieces and things work together, right? And then there's that congruency of calling, purpose, talents, timing. Yes. And then we feel like there's a shift where we actually get into alignment. So talk to me a little bit. What do you do in this situation where perhaps someone's listening and they're in the business, or maybe the business model is not how they wanted it to be, their alignments and their goals have shifted? Now, I know in my past years, I was known as the queen of the rebrand. Like if someone has got something that we want to fix, we know how to make it look pretty and, you know, give it a new lick of paint. But I think it requires a little bit more of that. What would you say if somebody is in the season of the pivot?
Yes.
What advice could you give them?
You know what? I would say start by giving yourself a little bit of a break, because great things have happened because passionate people have been trying over the years to identify the thing that they're the very best at. And sometimes we get it wrong, but just, it means keep going, keep on moving forward. But it seems to be the way to move forward is to back up a little bit, slow down, and think about what it is that you're really made to do. If you go to our website and see University stuff, you're going to see lots of conversation about overflow. We have a process we walk our clients through. It's a 90-day process to identify that purpose, to help them. What's the purpose of their business? Because it can be difficult and it takes a lot of hard work. But it's very possible because we have the Lord equipping us to do those things. So a lot of times it's just us, you know, in our business coaching and leading our staff, I'm sorry, not our staff, our clients, to slow down and think about the right things so that they can identify and so that they can hear the Lord and see what it is that he's guiding them to. So really, you know, that could happen over a year if you needed it to, but you got to keep going in the business that you're in, which is start identifying where your strengths really are. I've heard people come to me and said, hey, I'm thinking about shifting into being a life coach, you know? I literally said to her, that's so great. It's very fulfilling. I love teaching. Tell me your experience in teaching. Have you ever taught somebody, you know, led a Bible study? No. Have you ever taught a class? Have you ever taught anything? No, not necessarily. Well, what is it that you do? She said, well, I'd lead accounting. Okay. Well, maybe let's figure out how you can find fulfillment and really thrive in accounting, you know, in the accounting department. We all have these lofty goals and wonderful ideas about what success looks like. But I would say that success is obedience, you know, to the Lord and the things he's called us to. So let's back up, identify with him, ask him, he wants to be in it with us, and say, what is it that I'm made to do? And at the very simplest level, let's start there and just see where he takes us with that.
I love that. It's like, you know, comparison is the thief of joy. And in business, it's easy to look at what somebody else is doing and compare your lack of, or, oh, so-and-so Susie Q's doing this. And whether it's a marketing hack or a tool, or, oh, I found the new best silver bullet, right? As if those actually exist. And then what happens is we get into this busy hustle and grind, and we step out of what I call the umbrella covering of what God has assigned us to do. And when you're out of assignment, you are out in amongst the wolves. You literally are exposing yourself to stress, you know, anxiety, all the things, because you're out of that tool set. So I love the way how you say that, you know, and you challenge her or your clients and that. Sometimes the ideas might be good. They might be good ideas, but are they God ideas? Ooh. Is this really a God birthed idea, or is this just me thinking that I'm lacking something, and because she's successful or he's successful, that maybe I should try that? And I see this a lot as well in all sorts of industries, is people trying to be somebody or duplicate a business model or a marketing strategy because everyone else is saying that this is what works. But sometimes it's with God, it's a little counterintuitive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's funny. I'm just stuck on what you said.
Is it a good idea or a God idea?
Yes, it's so good. I need that t-shirt right now, and I'm gonna wear it underneath every suit coat that I wear to conferences and stuff. yes, you know what? It's funny. I'm also thinking in my bio, it's helpful for me to remember that. It says that I'm a jack of all trades because I really like to tinker in everything. I'm known by my wife, my family, for being able to fix anything. So I like to take things apart, figure out how to fix it, and keep going, get it solved. But sometimes I have to tell myself, this isn't valuable right now. This me dismantling this motorcycle in my garage, you just need to stop. There's something else that you should be doing. Where are you improving your craft in this other area? Because that's, you know, there's bigger ways that God has for you. And that's fun, but I don't need to spend all my time doing those things. I just got to have that right balance so that I'm living in the thing that God has asked me to do.
I love that. It's like knowing when it's time to walk away or to shift. Like I'm really love the ideas of shifts. Like, and so this is where we sometimes get hung up on. We have the bigger idea of our grand life purpose, but the seasons change. The seasons shift. Our assignments change. Like maybe, like I've had this four times in the different businesses I've run is where in the season that it ran, I could feel the grace of God was on there. But when the grace lifted and God's like, time to leave, time to pack up and move your tent, I was like, no, but I like it here. I like the man. Why? I don't want to change. And, you know, the obedience is, that's the thing, right? Like if we feel God saying something and we're like, I don't want to, do we have to, this is uncomfortable. What do we do with that?
Yeah, no, that's good. The thing I've been thinking about like this lately, we might have to leave that vocation. We might have to leave that job or that opportunity, but we're taking our gifts, our spiritual gifts with us. So that whatever it is, because we're taking the Lord with us, whatever it is that he's equipped us to do, that purpose is the underlying thing. So I really should be living out that purpose with my family, with my coworkers, with my clients. You know, maybe it's discernment, maybe it's teaching, you know, whatever it is, just identifying ways that you can do that wherever you're going, which means it doesn't derail us entirely whenever we do. Life does change. Because sometimes God does call us to different things. Sometimes you're right. Seasons change. You know, maybe the business closes. It's time to call it quits and move on and find the next one. But we take those with us because we get to take the Lord with this.
Definitely. I love that. So definitely some great nuggets we've gone over, and I love the idea of just really stopping, because this is one thing my clients know me about. I'm a big proponent of we need to slow down. Mm-hmm. To speed up. We can't drive the car with it's out of gas, honey. So we've got to like get it serviced. Maybe it means a bit of a pause. Maybe it means retiring or getting some new tools. But I love that idea of constantly seeking out purpose so that no matter where God shifts us, business mm-hmm. models, timing, jobs, whatever, we're just ready to move and shift forward. So this has been super fabulous. But if we had to wrap it up, like for everybody to listening, what would be one takeaway tip you would offer them today?
Gosh, I love to talk. I love to say everything. So it's difficult to narrow it down to one thing. I would end on that idea. We've said it like this. I learned this. I was church planting in Oregon. And it's always, you know, you want to go, go, go. But our lead pastor would say, slow is fast and fast is slow. So let's identify the thing. Let's slow down. Let's identify who we are, who God has made us to be. What is it that we're supposed to do? And where am I happiest? You know, what thing am I doing that I'm the happiest about? What thing do I have the most burden about? And let's build businesses around those things. Because the people in the outside world identify with that the most. They want to hear your story, and they want to identify with your story more than they want to identify with the what or the how you deliver some service. They want to work with you because we're made to be in community. So let's figure out who you are and then build business around that, build a career around that, move forward, and man, let's change the world through that.
Love that. Definitely getting us all in, all on the right bus at the right time so we can all go in the right direction.
Yes.
With the destinations that God has put us on. So that is so fabulous. Well, I know we could sit and talk all day, and you've got a very awesome voice. You're very good for radio. You should be podcasting, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. It's very soothing. But tell our audience, like, what's the best place they can get in contact with you and, you know, touch base and find resources?
Yeah, discoveram.com. That's our website. I would love for you to go there to see and be inspired by some of the work that we've done with other clients. We've got good portfolio examples of the ways that God has allowed us to work with different clients. Go there. You'll see information. We like to do workshops in local churches to teach this very thing to businesses. So if you go to the website and look for workshop, look for hosting, you know, how to host those workshops, you know, that kind of stuff. We'd love to travel around and do those workshops so that we can help churches understand how to better minister and make disciples out of the people that they have, specifically the business leaders. So yeah, discoveram.com. You'll see us there. Love to chat. If we can ever help you, come and get to know us.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have these links in the show notes. So whatever platform you're watching or listening on, we'll definitely have those. But before we wrap up, would you be willing to pray for our audience?
Yes, absolutely.
Go for it.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you for this day. Thank you for technology. Thank you for the things that you're doing in our lives and the way that you're making yourself available to us all through Jesus's love. Pray, God, that you would bless this day for our listeners, bless this day for Mamika and myself, that we would identify the things that we are made to do just today, and we'd be obedient to that. We'd walk with you in it. I pray that you would guide us into further understanding who you made us to be, further understanding you, so that we could get to know you more and more. I pray that through all these things, that your ministry, your kingdom would expand, that you would be glorified. The more people would come to know you, more people would be able to walk alongside us in this world. And God, that you'd be glorified in it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's been so fabulous, all the wonderful nuggets you shared. So if you enjoyed what Jeremy had to say, make sure to share it with your friends. We want to be able to share this goodness with others. Yeah. And any comments, ahas, you know, scroll below the video, the audio, whatever you are watching or listening on, and add your comments. I'd love to know your ahas, like anything that came up for you. And then if you're not already subscribed, make sure to click the subscribe button so you can make sure you know when our new episodes come out. And if you want more free resources that I only share with my newsletter community, go to mamikakuni.com. I have a bunch of tools, downloads, and workshops coming up, as well as our free community at the Mamika Kuni community. So go there today and grab your goodies. But thanks so much, Jeremy. I so appreciate you spending your day with me. Well, yes, at least this last hour.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, stay tuned, everyone. Take care.